From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass. He's our fabulous producer. He makes sure all the microphones work, get on the radio, get recorded, and get podcasted shortly thereafter. So we always appreciate his help and hard work. We're very glad to say we got two guests in the studio to talk about the upcoming Live from Lewisburg event. That's coming up, so we're going to let our guests talk about that very shortly. But it is right around the corner. And they are going to tell us the who, what, when, where, and why, and invite us to go to that. We'll start out with Steve Gibson. He is a creative artist. He's the owner of Creature Feature Design and the Art Academy of Milton. He's one of those superlative creative forces around here, kind of paddling like crazy in the background to make sure that a couple of good endeavors really just have some real eye-catching either sound or light or work that takes place to them. We're glad to say he's with us today. So, Steve, thanks for coming in today.
Well, what a wonderful introduction. Thank you so much for having me.
I really do appreciate it, and we're glad for all you're doing in the community. And we also have Gary Hardcastle with us, and he's one of the local geniuses who isn't a stayer. He moved out. You're up in New York now, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, well, great. Well, that's good for them. But he's an educator. We've seen him at Bucknell. We've seen him around here hosting a wide range of things and just making sure that folks get an opportunity to see the creative endeavors. He's a freelance independent audio producer right now, which means he listens ultra carefully, and when you hear he can tell us the kind of projects he works on, but when you hear something and you hear every word of what someone is saying, even though there's music in the background and a cacophony of noise, he's been hard at work making sure that you can hear well. So Gary, thank you for coming on board.
Thanks so much, Mark. It's wonderful to be here.
I really do appreciate it. Let's start out with Steve and tell us about this show, Live from Lewisburg. Introduce us to this, please.
Live from Lewisburg has been in the making for a number of months now. It was something I was approached with by Andy Seal and also the executive directors of the Campus Theater, the Community Zone, and the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. They were brainstorming ideas for how to get the community together, get a variety show in the works, what was the best way to make this thing go live, you know, the studio audience. Then we had COVID considerations and a number of variables involved, but then I kind of helped them on the creative, and we were pushing forward all through the spring, summer, and now into the fall, and now we've refined it to a point where we're ready to actually show it to not just the Lewisburg and Central Valley audience, but also to the rest of the world via webcast after the show is taped.
All right. It is November 21st, which is a Sunday, and this will be at the Campus Theater. Give us the who, what, when, where, and why so that we can get on board.
Well, tickets are on sale now. You can go to livefromlewisburg.com. They will be available at the door as well. But this is a variety show that is just like the old days of the Ed Sullivan, old-time radio, things from decades ago. A Prairie Home Companion is a very close kind of mirrored image to this, where we have all live acts on stage, musicians, dancers. There's a dog act that comes out. And it's not just Lewisburg itself, but again, we're pulling from talents from the entire Central Valley area. And we've got a lot coming in. Gary, you can talk a lot about the people you've been in touch with about this.
Yeah, so I was approached some months ago. We've been working hard on this, and it's a variety show in the true and original sense. There's something for everybody here, something for families, something for folks who are into various kinds of music. It's going to be an incredible array of talent. As Steve said, we have folks from all over the Susquehanna River Valley, and this is going to be going out to the world. There's a lot of excitement about this, and we're really excited to be able to put it on. It's something, incidentally, Steve mentioned that the Campus Theater and the Community Zone in Lewisburg and the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership are working together. I think this may be the first time that they've all come together to produce this show.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, there's a lot of excitement and a lot of energy. And for myself, it's a personal thing, because for years, I've talked with various people about making the campus theater a place where family-friendly variety entertainment, live entertainment, showcasing the Susquehanna River Valley is part of the scene there, part of what the campus theater does. So I'm so excited to be hosting the show and so excited to be a part of it.
When as this falls together and energy develops, folks that might not have worked backstage, I mean all the way back to high school or all the in their current life, something happens as a show falls together. Somebody yells places or curtain or 3, 2, 1, and there's magic, and you're going to capture that in Lewisburg.
Yes, in fact, one of the pieces that's featured, and we'll mention some of the acts here as well, is about it's an audio piece actually, although there's a visual component in which we have several voices talking about the stage and how important the stage has been to them, even if they're not quote unquote theater people. They're people that have experienced being on stage and having all eyes on them, and that's, you know, that leaves an impression. So we want to hold up that experience and hold it up in a way that is entertaining to all of our audience, both in the theater and internationally.
Right, and I think I'm always surprised when you find out, who are the members of the Valley Players or the players up in and around Lewisburg that, are performing at the Green Space Center or they're doing the plays around here or this kind of thing. These are just lay people, doctors, nurses, but they just love this idea of, becoming someone else for a moment. Yes, all eyes are on you. There's like an invigoration that goes there, too. I'm not sure how to describe it. I call it terror, but they have a better word for it. Well, Steve, you're the director of the show. Give us a sense of the chaos that will happen as the performers are going from one to another.
Well, there is going to be quite a bit of chaos, we're assuming. Now, the theater is run very seamlessly already, which is great. Just the technical staff that they have in-house and the way that the place is managed. It will be a lot of a learning curve as far as this live kind of multi-camera recorded program, but they're certainly used to having many acts come up on the stage and getting cleanly on and off and lighting and sound and all that. So 90% of the work is done. The rest of the other 10% we'll be going crazy over is because we will be filming this with four cameras, have the studio audience in there. The design is to create the show for to be edited finally and then be sent out to the rest of the world. So the studio audience is kind of in on the magic that happens. So it's almost like if you were to go see Jimmy Fallon or somebody go to New York and sit in the audience, you'll see all the behind the scenes stuff. The 3, 2, 1, the count in from the floor director, Andy Clark, who we have coming in. There will be communication with the audience, and if something goes wildly wrong, we'll redo it if we have to. I mean, we're creating this program and giving them a window in how these things are put together to begin with. They'll have a great time. It's only going to be about a little less than an hour-long program when all is said and done, but it'll be a great experience for the people that come in and visit us on Sunday evening, as well as people at home watching it later.
Well, and we've got some real professionals involved, yourself, the folks that you're naming that are going to help, and the performers. This is going to be quintessential Central Susquehanna Valley talent, whether they're in front of the camera or behind the scenes.
I love the fact that we've pulled in some really great people, again, not just on my side of the camera from a technical standpoint, but there's a whole list. Gary, you actually have the names in front of you here.
Yeah. So just to speak a little bit to the chaos element, although we think of it as fun, we're going to have the Central PA Dog Training Club is going to be on stage. That'll be on the order of 10 dogs. They'll be catching frisbees, doing amazing stunts of agility, and much more besides. So that'll be, I don't want to say our most chaotic moment, but our most exciting. Many people know Derek Scott from his singing around Lewisburg and other places. He'll be premiering an original song that we're putting together.
Yeah, I'm very excited by that.
And that'll be done in the grand crooning tradition. I mean, Derek is somebody who really understands the American songbook and knows how to present it. And his own work is going to be presented on stage. There's also going to be Karen Meeks, who's a blues singer in the tradition of Ma Rainey, and somebody who has attained national stature in that regard. So she's going to bringing her talents for us. There's something I'm really looking forward to. D.R. Flint, who is a looper, And you may not know what that is, but what he does is he takes bits of music on loops, and of course it's not actually tape, it's you know, but it's loop in a sense, and he puts it together. It's different every time. It's a bit like, I think of it as, you know, spinning plates several at a time, with the result being an audio piece, a piece of music that will be unique to every performance. So he'll be joining us. And let's see, we've also got Jeff Mamet, who is a wonderful singer-songwriter in the Americana tradition.
Yeah, wonderful guy, yeah.
Yeah, and Vivian Huang, who is a classical pianist, a Bucknell student as well. And we've got, I'm missing a few, oh, Brent Kessler, the magician. We'll have a filmed piece by him, interacting with Annie, our stage manager. And let's see, have I left anybody off, Steve? I'm looking.
There's so much happening in this show. We're still kind of refining a lot of the smaller points in this. And the one thing I really love about it is still for like the short attention span audience that we've all grown up as lately. Everything's, you know, 2 to 3 minutes, and we're on to the next thing. There's a lot of interaction with Gary and our house band, led by Todd Fogel, local musician, also with Annie Clark, our floor director. So he'll be talking with them. He's got acts coming in and off the stage. He's interacting with the audience. It's going to be a nonstop. Again, if you're not in love with one thing you're watching, 1-2 minutes later, it's a brand new thing.
I don't like
up
dogs.
On stage.
Well, guess what? Some of the greatest musicians around here are going to be on stage. Well, world class musician, the performer from Bucknell. We saw her during the Y Center series, and she's just superlatively, ridiculously talented. Every time I watch that, I'm just crazily pleased. Okay, so Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, Community Zone Campus Theater, working together to put together this Sunday. So yeah, this isn't months away. You got to get your ticket this week. Live from Lewisburg this Sunday, 7 to 10 p.m. is sort of the window time, and over an hour of actual performances, but a lot of fill-in, a lot of great music, a lot of talent going to be on stage. We're so glad that the host of the show, Gary Hardcastle, was with us, and Steve Gibson, the director, were here. We'll let you both make a brief pitch for folks to really try to catch some of this superlative entertainment that's coming up. We'll start out with Gary, please.
It's going to be tremendous fun for the people on stage and for the people in the audience and for the people who will view this around the world. We're hearkening back to a time when entertainment and community were one, where entertaining the community was part of something theaters did, and when we really want to make this an event that you know will have a life beyond this particular Sunday, and we'll continue that spirit. You're going to have fun. You're going to see amazing entertainment, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody there.
All right, you are going to be videotaping it, but there's no live Zoom component of this.
That's correct.
At this
right.
time,
yeah, it won't
okay.
be streamed live.
Want to be clear? Okay, Steve, an additional comment, please.
Well, Gary just stole my script and read everything I was going to say for that final pitch.
He does that.
No, I love also the fact that it's this time of year when this is coming. It feels very fall-like. It feels very family and community kind of oriented to me. It's just that kind of, you know, air that we have going on right now in this month. And being very close to Thanksgiving, it just feels like it's going to be a great addition to the downtown with the festivities of what's going on, family coming together, watching a program like this, watching it later online, telling their friends about it who live elsewhere or people that lived in Lewisburg or the area that have moved away. It gives them another slice of here's what my community was like or is like right now.
Yeah, with all live talented people that live around here, so that's going to be great. Live from Lewisburg.com, the tickets this Sunday, 7 to 10 p.m. in the campus theater. You got to be there in person. Get your ticket now. Live from Lewisburg.com. Thank you both so much for all you're doing.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mark.